The Gwaltney Group.
The following is a sponsored program paid for by Robin Gwaltney. Gwaltney Group. RE/MAX Results. Welcome to Rochester Real Estate, featuring Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results and Andy Brownell. Here's Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good morning and welcome to another Saturday. Andy Brownell with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results. Good morning, Robin. Yet another summer weekend.
Unbelievable. It is just crazy.
Yes, it is.
Loving every bit of it. Oh, my gosh.
I was way up north earlier in the week, all the way up to Lake Vermilion. And it was 80 degrees. And the trees haven't really started changing at all. And I talked to a gentleman from Illinois while I was up there. He was fishing. And he said in Illinois, the colors are already taking place in Illinois, but not here.
Wow. That's weird.
It is weird.
Yeah, I don't know. My whole, I'm just confused. It doesn't even feel like it's fall yet.
All my flowers
are in, you know, just gorgeous. I know it's supposed to start cooling off, is it tomorrow or Monday? A little bit, right? To feel a little bit more like fall.
Yeah, next week I think it's going to feel like autumn, but I mean it will be October for
right. Well, I'm going. I'm going on Monday. I'm going to Texas for a few days because I get to speak, and it's supposed to be 95 or something like that. So it's gonna. I'm gonna go from summer to hot summer, but I'm not gonna complain. You know what? The longer I stretch it out, then the shorter our. I mean, I love fall, but you know, the longer fall lasts, the shorter winter is.
I'm with you on that, 100%. Hey, I know what I was going to mention. I saw on social media you did a post of the open house you had last weekend for the
that house in Wabasha,
the judge's home in Wabasha, yeah. And it was in the interior of the home. And
yeah,
I have to tell you, it was so bright looking in the interior of the
home. Honestly, we had probably over 50 people through the open house because we had open houses. We had one for a few hour and a half on Friday evening and then an hour and a half Saturday and an hour and a half Sunday. So 4.5 hours were the open houses and we had over 50 people through.
Nice.
It resulted in 2 offers. However, the seller he knows what he wants and he's not settling for any less. So he has not accepted either of the offers on the table. So whether or not either one of them will change and get to where he wants, I don't know. But in the meantime, it is still available, and you're right. The outside looks tired, but when you get inside, you think, man, this house was really, really well built because the house is over 100 years old. And it is – I lied. It was built in 1930, so almost 100
almost,
years old.
Almost, yeah, very
– almost 100 years old, and it is in such great condition as far as things like the wood floor. The wood floor is those little 1-inch, you know, oak boards. And there's no gaps in between them, no separation, it is crazy. They look like they were just refinished. And they have not been. That's just how well maintained that house was.
Nice.
Yeah, it is. It's really fun to see. And like I mentioned last week, there's a lot of the dishes from the time it was built and lots of the decor and things in the house and furniture. So you feel like you're walking through a museum. It's kind of fun.
And it's right next to the river.
It is on the river. You own your own little piece of shore. You can have your own dock and it's right the main channel. So yeah, it's a beautiful location.
And there's something about being next to water that just changes your attitude about everything.
That is the truth. It just feels good to be, I don't know. You feel like you're on vacation, even when you're at home in the evening.
Yeah, I sat down by the lake and read a book for much of the afternoon that one day when it was 80 and just gorgeous.
Yeah, gotta
so
love it.
You mentioned you're going to Texas. What will you be speaking about?
I'll be speaking about real estate. It's going to be a little I get to speak to, I feel very, very honored, actually, because they invited me back. I spoke last year. It's called the Texas Top 500. So it's the top 500 RE/MAX agents in the entire state of Texas. So we'll be speaking about everything real estate and like I said, I just feel honored because I'm talking to some, you know, ultra successful realtors, and the fact that they wanted me back again is a huge compliment. So looking forward to it.
Well, fantastic.
Yeah.
You've obviously been keeping busy this week.
Oh my gosh. I'll tell you what. Let's see. So what's happened since last week? So after the show last week, we had our gender reveal to find out that our upcoming grandbaby is going to be a baby boy. And
oh, wow.
Then that was a fun-filled day. And then Sunday, I ended up working for 8 hours because I worked very little on Saturday. And then, I don't know, the rest of the week has just been whoosh, whirlwind. I just can't even believe it's already Saturday. Unreal. Thursday was my birthday. I got spoiled rotten all day
long. Yeah, I was about to say that. Happy birthday. Walter.
Thank you. Yeah, getting up there. I feel like I have a good, I mean, everybody says, when are you going to retire? I'm like, what? Why would I retire? I do a job that I love to do. And, you know, it can be very mentally exhausting, but it's not like I'm doing physical labor. So I think I got a good, I don't know, 15 years in me, maybe. We'll see.
Well, you know, I'm a firm believer in that. Stay busy.
Right? Especially if you're busy doing what you love to do. And you know, I wouldn't be here talking real estate if real estate wasn't what I'm crazy passionate about. But it is never a dull moment in this crazy business. And there's always things changing. And I think that's what I like is all the excitement about everything. And you never, you know, you have different clients all the time because you start with the process. And then once they close on their house, you move on to the next ones. And but yet you keep and reserve the relationships with the ones you built. So it's like my circle of people and friends and family continues to grow. And it's no wonder I had over 700 people wish me happy birthday, either, you know, on Facebook or text or phone call or whatever. But yeah, I feel pretty doggone fortunate.
Wow. That's almost overwhelming.
It's awesome. Yeah, I got a lot of great relationships through this 25 years in this business. And yeah, like I said, I for sure, if it was up to Brett, I'd be done now and he would just, you know, slide right in there. But I'm not quite ready. I'd say I've got a good 10 to 15 years in me. We'll see.
This is my desk in my office. You stay out of there, son.
You got it.
So I know I've asked you about this before, but it was a big change that happened earlier this summer. All the different new paperwork that got introduced when you enter into a transaction to make sure people were aware of, I guess, their rights and your duties as a fiduciary. And you introduced a whole bunch of new terminology to us, touring agreements and all that business.
Correct.
Have you really seen any change out there other than that part of it, the paperwork?
That's a really good question. There was actually a report that came out yesterday with the numbers in the Twin Cities metro area. I don't know if we have something in Rochester or not. I haven't seen it if we do. But in the metro area, they just looked at all the transactions that have closed since these new rules changed. You know, everywhere you looked, listened to, on TV or in the paper, oh, the sellers aren't going to be paying the buyer's agents anymore. Now the buyer's agent is going to be paid by the buyer. That's going to be the new way. So the buyer is going to have to come up with that additional money to pay their agent. That's what they were pounding and, you know, telling everybody. Well, they showed us the stats and literally 3% of buyer's agents on the deals, 3% were paid by the buyers and 97% were paid by the seller, either, you know, because the seller agreed to upfront and so that money came from one broker to the other, or because it was asked for on the contract and the seller paid directly to the buyer's agent. But 97% of the time, it happened just the way it's always happened. The seller paid the commission for both sides of the transaction.
I imagine that even before this occurred, that you had a tiny percentage of transactions where that did take place, the 3% part.
Well, you know, so what?
I'm guessing it probably hasn't changed a ton.
And really, not even a tiny percent, because I will tell you, when we were going 103%, 105% of the asking price, wouldn't you say the buyer was really paying their buyer's agent?
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, it's like we talked about many times. It's all about what line on the contract says what. But essentially, that commission for both sides of the deal is going to come out of that purchase price. So you can look at it one way or another. You can either say, well, the buyer is paying the commission. It always has, because they're the ones that are paying the price listed. Or you can say the sellers are paying the commission and always have, because it's deducted from their proceeds. So whichever way you want to look at it, but essentially business as usual.
We already have to take a break, Robin. We'll come right back in just a moment. Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results, here at Newstalk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is Newstalk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM. Welcome back to Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group Remax Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
It's Saturday morning. Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results, here at News Talk 1340 KROC AM 96.9 FM. And of course, Robin, the big topic everybody wants to talk about concerning, you know, the real estate business. I guess it's nothing new. It's always been that way. Mortgage rates, interest rates. And the Fed, a bit over a week ago, made their big announcement. Has it trickled down into the real world yet?
Well, I would say yes to that. I have seen two of my clients locked in this past week for 5.625 on a 30-year fixed. Now, keep in mind, they both had 20% down, and they both have really good credit.
Sure.
All those factors play a part. But, yeah, there are some really competitive rates out there, and it's fun because now you'll see, you know, people competing against each other, and that's when it's always the best for the consumers. So, yep, some pretty desirable rates out there, which is fabulous.
Is that, do you see people, you know, buyers now, more and more inquiring as to whether it's time to get into this and buy that home?
It hasn't gone as quickly as some predicted, but there have been, I think the banks have been pretty busy with refinance calls.
Sure.
And definitely we are going to have more people out there buying. And I mean, we're busy. We're definitely staying busy. So no doubt about that. And we have a couple of new listings. Well, I talked about the one in Wabasha, but another one in Rochester that, you know, first weekend, first open houses, multiple offers. So, yeah, market is good for sure.
That's great, considering it's fall.
Exactly.
In theory, it's fall, I better say.
In theory, it's fall.
Because you look outside, it doesn't feel like it.
No, it sure doesn't. Or doesn't. So, you know, the reason we talk about, you know, why is it so important, right, that these rates are going down? And we've talked about how much more buying power you have.
Right.
As the rates go down. So that's the key reason, you know, just that couple hundred bucks off your mortgage payment, $200, $300, $400, depending on, you know, where you were at before and where you can be now, makes a big difference to a family's budget. So that's really important.
And that's what you always talk about when you're getting into this. Make it based upon your budget and what you can handle for that payment.
Right. Let's not stay so focused on what the purchase price is and what the interest rates are. Those are huge, important factors. But at the end of the day, what matters is what is your monthly payment and how does that fit your personal budget? And are you comfortable with that? Because the last thing we want is anybody, you know, strapped or house poor, as they call it, or just paying too high of a mortgage just because they could get approved. So all of that is so important. And while we're talking about interest and mortgage rates, I do want to, I think it's worthwhile to bring up once again that there are a lot of products out there for buyers. And, you know, a lot of people are not aware of all the different options for down payment assistance. So I think that people really need to do their homework and line up with a realtor who knows about this, line up with a lender who knows about this, because believe it or not, almost 80% of first-time home buyers qualify for some sort of down payment assistance, but only about 13% actually use it.
That seems crazy.
I know. So it's like, come and get this down payment assistance. It's going to relieve your monthly payment, and it is a benefit that's out there to use to help people become homeowners, to help people achieve that American dream. So make sure you know about that and you're not missing out on a really good opportunity.
When you were gone on vacation in Ireland, we had a great conversation with your team about this topic. And I think it was Elizabeth brought it up, that there's certain programs for people who are, I guess, from families where home ownership has not been the norm.
First generation homeowners.
Yeah. That combined with some other programs together, you could put together a package in certain circumstances where somebody could qualify for $50,000 or $60,000 in assistance.
Correct. That's a big chunk.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
It is a big chunk.
So life-saving. You know,
don't be afraid to ask. Like, people say, wow, how do I learn more about that? Honestly, you know, call me and just say, explain more. And I'm pretty experienced realtor. I'm not a lender. I don't pretend to be one, but I have a very good understanding of these products, and I have very strong relationships with some good lenders who can definitely put these things into action.
And the part that surprised me, or I guess it didn't surprise me, but it was informative, was it doesn't mean that that there hasn't been anybody in your family who has ever owned a home. There are circumstances where it has to be a period of years since somebody has owned a home, and you may still qualify. So I think a lot of people don't even realize that there is a possibility that they could tap into this.
Correct. Absolutely. Well, and some people are like, well, I don't know. I assume that my grandparents owned their house. They always had a house. Well, they maybe did, and they maybe rented it, or maybe it's far enough back that you still qualify for the program. So, yeah, exactly.
Perfect. Let's take another break. We'll be back in a moment and continue our Saturday morning chat with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results on News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM. Welcome back to Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group Remax Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back, everyone. Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results. And it's that time again, Robin, where I ask you, do you have any listings you can share with us?
I do. So I'll start with the ones that have been on the market a week or just right around a week. Okay. So those, I probably mentioned them last week, but that's okay. I'll mention them again.
Sure.
So down at Five Oaks, which is 317 6th Avenue Southwest, I have unit number 306. It's a two bed, two bath condo with a gorgeous view of downtown Rochester. And that was obviously built in 1973. It's an older building. The building has been well maintained as far as the common space, et cetera. This one feels a little dated inside, but well taken care of, okay? And it's $235,000.
For walking to work at Mayo.
Yes, yes. Or even some people just come back and forth, you know, to Minnesota in the summer and somewhere else in the winter. It's a great option for that as well. So that's a nice one. And then I have a new listing up at 3558 Jasper Court Northeast. And that one is a three bed, three car garage, two baths. It does have, actually it has a another bathroom, another bedroom ability for, you know, in the basement, in the unfinished part of the basement. The entire basement is not unfinished. Just about half of it is unfinished. And that could be a future bedroom and another bath. That one is just been on the market 2 days, but it is listed at $457,900. And it's a nice house. It's just got about 2,200 square feet of finished space. It's that split level model that has the side split. So it's got the really big foyer and then you go downstairs or up and then the kitchen's out to the front. So when you're doing dishes, you're looking out at the street. Yeah, I like that. It's a nice model. Of course, we talked about the one in 418 Lawrence Boulevard, Judge Hatfield's house, and that one's been on the market a week now. Lots of traffic, a couple of offers, but still available. We have 1817 First Ave Southwest. This is a four-bed, two-bath, two-car garage, immaculate house. Super, super cute. $349,900. I feel pretty confident in saying you will not find a nicer house in Rochester in today's market for that price point. Really nice place. Really nice place. 5205 Castlewood Lane Northwest is four beds, three car garage, four baths, been on the market just about 2 weeks now. One of our agents on our team actually owns this house. Super, super nice house. He's had a lot of traffic, but no offers, and I'm sure he'd love to see one. That one's got about 2,800 square feet. And then there is 1711 Kings Run Drive. That one's $399,000. It's got four beds, three baths, and a two-car garage. That one's a two-story with just under 3,000 square feet. It was built in 1992.
Okay.
And Stone Park Drive Northeast. That one is just beautiful. Four beds, three baths, three car garage. Everything in the house has been redone. It looks like it's brand new. It was only built in 15, but it looks brand new. Has a lot that's over a third of an acre. The house is just under 4,000 square feet finished. And that one's $949,900. And if I have time for one more.
Absolutely.
4914 Manor Ridge Lane Northwest. So this
is that's Country Club Manor, right?
Yep, and it is a two-story that is so well taken care of, and it's on a cul-de-sac, and it's four bedrooms, four baths, a three-car garage. We've reduced the price to $469,900, dropped it by $15,000, and this house should sell soon, very soon. Now, it's only been on the market 29 days, and average days on market in this price range is 41 days, so we're far from panicking. But, you know, sometimes I list a house and I think this one's going to sell quick. It's so nice. It's so clean, so neat. And we just haven't had very many showings. So if that is what you're looking for, please visit me in a few, less than a few hours. I am going to be there from 10:30 this morning until noon. And I would love to have some foot traffic. I would love to get some feedback. I would more than anything love to sell it. But I'd love to see you. And if you just want to stop by and say hi or chat about anything I've talked about today on the show or any other day, I welcome that as well. It's an open house. So there you have it.
You can just stop by. There's no paperwork to sign. You can just come out because it's an open house.
Correct. You got it.
Perfect. And if somebody did not hear you say it, three car garage.
Yes, a nice one. Immaculate house. This house is so nice. But anyway, stop by and see me from 10:30 until 12 today, 4914 Manor Ridge Lane Northwest.
All right, that's fantastic. Now, Robin, if somebody can't make it to the open house but still wants to talk to you about real estate issues, anything we've talked about this show or past shows, or they want to sell their house or buy a house, how do they get a hold of you?
Yes, I would welcome your phone calls for sure. And call me on my cell phone at 507-259-4926.
All right. Well, you have a great time at the open house and the rest of the weekend, Robin.
Thank you.
And we'll chat again next Saturday morning. Will you have to give us a story about how hot it is in Texas when you get back?
Luckily, I'm only there Monday through Wednesday.
Okay. Well, I look forward to talking to you next weekend. Thanks, Robin.
All right.
Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results. It's News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.